Blog Talk Radio.
And you, I give myself away.
I can't.
God. Amen. My life is not my own. I give myself to you, Father God, so that you can use me. You know, too often, amen, we forget about God. Amen. Praise God, especially when we're going through in the midst of our storms and whatever the enemy is trying to place in our lives in order to try to overthrow the will of God. Today I want to talk to you about an important and very precise way that we should adhere to the will of God. And the title is What I Perceive is There to Help Me with My Calling. Amen. And one of the things that Satan tried to do is he tried to literally knock us off course. And it's so many areas in our calling that have to be intact in order for us to reach our goal and please the Father. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to receive a lot of things in this walk. Amen. When God has given us an assignment. Praise God. I just praise God today, and I ask God to move by His Spirit, begin to open up our understanding, amen, and begin to enlighten us in the Word, because the Word stands for sure, holiness without no man should see the Lord, but at the same time, He not only brought in holiness, but He brought in righteousness and truth, amen, praise God, wisdom and knowledge, and there's so many entities to our life walk, amen, and we ask God to move and strengthen us in that area. The body cannot be divided. It cannot be in what the Bible says, schism. Everything that God said in the Word must be applied to our lives in order to complete the will of God. God has given us the ability to perceive or recognize or sense what is around us. In the midst of our trials and our tribulations, the things that we go through, our afflictions, amen, praise God. You're going to know for sure that God is winning this battle for you. This perception will help us understand what God is telling us. Amen, or what the angels that are on assignment is telling us, amen, concerning the things, the trials that we go through, the afflictions that we go through. In the midst of your afflictions, amen, praise God, you will sense that God is there because of His protection, of His love, in the midst of healing us by faith, amen, delivering us by faith, and many more good things by faith, along with the faith you have to believe and perceive. God will always show up, amen, and prove Himself to you that the enemy cannot overtake you. David perceived that the Lord was with him when he began to increase. God is a God of multiplicity. He's a God of increase. And when we are called on this Christian's journey, we are there to help God's people reach their potentials and goal and the will of God in their life, but also to increase, not only increase in wisdom and knowledge, amen, praise God, and understanding and skills, amen, praise God, but also increase in our livelihood, because God is a God that measured out everything. Amen, praise God. Psalms 40 said, Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. And in that volume, in that book, amen, praise God, every part of our body, amen, is there. And they were all created individually, but they were joined together to be supportive. The eye cannot do without the ears. The ears cannot do without the mouth. The mouth cannot do without the nose. Amen. Praise God. All of those five senses got a jointly fit in order for us to have perception. Amen. Reasoning and logic and understanding in the mind. Amen. God works with the spirit man and the soulish realm as well. So many of us have been destroyed on our missions journey because we allow the devil to trick us. He's that thief that cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. You must keep the word alive on the inside of you. You must believe what God is saying despite of what the enemy is trying to do. Oppositions will come because of the word's sake, but you must stand. Your family will challenge you. They'll challenge your beliefs. And they'll try to literally critique you to the point that, amen, you will think that, amen, you are not even called. Then you have friends that will do the same thing because of jealousy and envy and put you down. Then pastors, leaders, if you get hooked up with the wrong pastor or leader, they're going to use your gifts and your calling, but you will never gain from them anything because they're there to kill you out. You must be determined to win and literally despite of the odds. I want to talk to you coming out of the book of Acts. Amen. And what Paul literally had to go through in order to reach his goal. Amen. Praise God. Acts 27:10 said, and said unto them, sir, I perceive that perception that this barge will be with hurt and much danger, literally damage. Not only to the landing and ship, but also of our lives. Having done all you can do, saints, I'm telling you to stand. Paul had to stand in the midst of adversities. He was beaten. He was stoned. He was persecuted many a times, but he didn't give up on perceiving and believing what God had for his life, amen, and his will. He fought a good fight, and he finished his course, praise God, and that was laid up for him a crown, amen, praise God. You belong to God in the midst of danger. You serve him despite of it. You believe God. You should believe God even as it was told you. If God told you you are a minister, a teacher, evangelist, a prophetess, praise God, a lawyer, a doctor, whatever he told you to do in your mission, in your journey, praise God, you believe him despite of what Satan brings to you because he's going to bring all kind of lies and deception. An angel stood before Paul and told him what God said. Perceive what will happen in the midst of your afflictions. Be aware, amen, praise God, because you know when you're aware of what's going on in the midst of your afflictions, you'll know if God is bringing this thing out. Amen, he's working it out for you. God did that for David. He did it for Abraham. He did it for, amen, all of us. We have to have that perception. Amen, in the midst of our faith, in the midst of our belief, praise God in order to please God, in order to do and accomplish the things that we have to go through because we're going to suffer in this race. We're going to suffer, amen. Sometimes you might fall in the race, or sometimes you might try to jump over a hurdle and it gets too high for you and you can't reach and you slide back down. But I advise you today, this word is to get you back up and set on track, amen, because the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but them that endure to the end by the word of God and what you learn from that word. God got so many nuggets, so much information in the word alone that it should be able to sustain you. And then good cheers. When you're going through, amen, you're going to have to learn how to praise God and worship God despite of what it feel like, despite of what it look like. Amen. Praise God around you. Praise God because you're not going to look at things the way you see them. Amen, because the determination is in the spirit realm where God has caused you to move up to a higher level, a kingdom child, amen, praise God, that have kingdom activities, the image and likeness of God, where your perception is not on the things of this world and how they look, but on what God has told you through what his word has said. Satan is calling your bluff, saints, and calls you to get out of line through doubt, through fear, unbelief, through your perception. Amen. Praise God. Because you're a spirit being, your perception has come up to a higher level, and you're not longer perceiving in the natural. Amen. Praise God. But you're perceiving as a spirit being that belongs to God. It is not God that is hindering you, saints. It's Satan. Jesus has already paid the price. He has already gotten the victory, oh, my God, over your life. You have to continue in faith. Paul, on assignment from the Lord, last days was to appear before Caesar, but he had to go before Festus and Agrippa before he had to take that journey, amen, to meet Caesar. This would be the final work of Paul, amen, that would end up in his death. Even our death has a point where we would have to, amen, literally glorify. God would get to glorify, literally glorify himself in it. Amen, I put it like that. He believed God all the way through, for he said, I have fought a good fight and I finished my course. Now it's laid up for him a crown of life. What was the fight? The fight was the good fight of faith, despite of the oppositions he faced. We want to give up as soon as something comes into our life. We want to faint. We want to think all kind of negative thoughts against God when God then already tell you he's not the enemy. Satan was constantly trying to defeat his calling so that he could not win souls for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen, and that's the way he does us. And this thing is real. I've been in hell. I've seen the wickedness of Satan. I'm not telling you something I don't know, but I'm telling you how he plot and scheme, and his strategies are so evil until it would just make you want to throw up. But God, in the midst of it, amen, praise God, because he's always there. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. We'll fight this internal battle as well as this external, amen, appearance. Inside of our soul and spirit is where Satan try to overthrow our faith and belief in God. He'll have you tore up from the floor up, amen, your faith, amen, messed up. You can't do what you want to do because, amen, he's taking away that belief. But Paul believed God first. Amen. When you are called, you must first believe God and the call upon your life. When you believe, you must work at it. And remember, while working, Satan will attack you because you now have become a threat to his kingdom of darkness. Then you have to have the faith in order to continue in the race because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Then you must perceive that this will take place, amen, praise God, what God has promised you concerning your walk, your ministry, or whatever it is that has purpose, it will take place. But you cannot allow Satan to come in with all kind of strategies. And he's working to overthrow the will of God by tearing your soul up and your spirit. Your soul and spirit must stay intact. Amen. Perceiving is dwelling with the five senses, the discernment, amen, praise God, what you're able to comprehend, amen, in the midst of the things that you're going through. It works in the soulless realm with the reason and logic, like I said earlier. It allows you to believe that although trouble is around you, there is a surety that the works of God, amen, will continue in your life and will be accomplished. Your soul believes as well as your spirit. Your spirit is the worker. God will minister to your spirit. He sent the angels to minister to your spirit, and your spirit got to carry it out. They ministers to the soul, and the soul got to, amen, walk in obedience because they work together, the soul and the spirit. In Acts 25:9, but Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, will I go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me? Paul was pleading his case, amen, to Festus. Festus didn't believe him. The Jews wanted to kill him, amen, after he had turned his back on the demonic oppression that Satan was trying to put the Jews in by killing up Jews and persecuting them. So Paul's assignment was a surety that God's will must be done. Then God told him about the debt that he would have to incur, amen, during the time, amen, praise God, that his assignment was at an end. Then Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment. Paul said, I got to go to Caesar. We got to go to Caesar, saints, amen. We got to go, amen, praise God, to those that don't believe in order to tell them what thus said the Lord. We are for those, amen, that have been caught up with Satan, amen, and we have to witness to them. But Paul had to make his last statement, amen, to Caesar, amen. Amen. And the seat, amen, the judgment seat where I ought to be judged, and to the Jews I have done no wrong, as thou verily well knowest. And for if I be an offender or I have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereas these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal to Caesar. Some of us have a Caesar in our life, and we got to appeal to them to let them know that God is sovereign, that God is the only God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper if we believe in God, and that all have a right to the tree of life. And God is calling us in out of an idolatrous lifestyle, out of sin, amen, so that we can appear before God, who is the final judge of everything. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, has thou appeared to Caesar? Unto Caesar shall thou go. He said, amen, praise God. If you want to go there, I'm going to send you there. We got a journey that's, amen, praise God, is uncharted, amen, never been down it before. So we must, amen, adhere to the will of God and obey him. We must perceive the things that go on around us so we can understand that God is still in the midst of our storms, our tribulations. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, amen, in Acts 26:32, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. Amen. And now when much time was spent, amen, praise God, in Acts 27:9, after Paul had gotten on the ship and now had begun a storm up on the waters, amen, and their lives was in danger, amen, and when they began to sail, amen, praise God, to make it to Caesar, the sail was now dangerous because the fast was now already passed. Paul had to fast, amen, and they fasted 14 days. And Paul admonished them. He began to tell them, encouraged them, and said to them, sir, I perceive that this voyage, amen, that's where the perception come in, praise God, will be with hurt and much damage, praise God, not only of the landing and ship, but also of the lives. Paul perceived that even though, amen, praise God, they did not want to adhere to Paul. Paul said there's going to be trouble, amen, on the way. In the midst of your walk with God, there's going to be trouble that's going to come your way. But you got to perceive that thing, and you got to be able to understand that, amen, praise God, there's an angel, or God will come himself, amen, and appear before you and begin to tell you how to deal with this situation. Don't faint in the midst of it, because God already got it worked out. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest laid on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Sometimes we lose hope along the way, but hope will make it where you will not be ashamed. God will not allow you to be made ashamed in the midst of your strugglings, in the midst of your situation. That perception got to come in, and you got to know that God done said this here, and he done proved it, amen. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sir, you should have hearkened unto me. He told them, say, now, if you would have listened to me, we could have avoided all of this here. God wants the saints and those that are not, amen, to listen to the will of God, because he's soon to come, his son is. Amen. Praise God. And if they listen to them, it will stop a lot of us from being destroyed. We're destroyed because of drugs. Somebody told some child, don't do that, and we won't listen. Marriages are messed up because we don't want to listen, amen, to the word of God. Women are out there prostituting because we don't want to listen to the word of God. God done told you, I'll pay you like bill. I'll do this and I'll help you, but now we want to go to the streets. And that's when the problem comes. But God said in the midst of their rebellion, when Paul spoke, amen, and told them the truth, amen, praise God, they didn't adhere to it, so they suffered. But God, amen, showed at the end that his hand that was still in motion. God want to show you that he's still in motion. He's still working it out for you, be it a marriage, your children, whatever it is you're going through. God is going to work it out on your behalf. You shall hearken unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Amen. Praise God. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall not be no loss of any man's life among you but the ship. Now, when you're on assignment, everybody around you, praise God, will reap the benefits, even though they might have to go through the affliction because of their rebellion. But because of that one person that's anointed to do the will of God, amen, that one person that has covenant with God, they will be able to save a whole household, a nation, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, who I am and whom I serve. Amen, this angel of God had told Paul what thus said the Lord. Amen, and he said, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. You must be brought before what you are assigned to, and in order to get that, you're going to have oppositions, your ship, amen, that you all might be, amen, shipwrecked, amen, praise God. And you might have danger all around you and the people that are with you. But God said you must appear before Caesar, but you must appear before him. Caesar was a witness in the earth realm, but God is a witness in heaven that what he told you will come to pass, amen, because what he has appointed for you, when he speak it out of his mouth, it will not return back void. God had given thee all them that fell with thee. Paul, amen, was saved, and the people were saved too. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe, God, that this shall be even as it was told me. You got to believe when God tells you to do something, to do it. Ephesians 6:10 through, I think it was 20. I'm going to go all the way down to 20. That it literally tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Praise God. And thank you, Jesus. As you put on the whole armor of God, amen, praise God, you will be able to stand, amen, against the wiles of the devil, because he's the one that's attacking your mind, soul, body, and spirit in order to overthrow the will of God. When you stand, therefore, having your lines girded about with truth, always keep before you. Always allow God to, amen, praise God, do the things that is purpose, because the devil cannot defeat the victory that's already been won in your life. Be like Paul today. Accomplish what God has set you for as an assignment, because you cannot lose concerning God's will. Continue to keep the faith, fight a good fight, but perceive, let it work. Let belief continue to work in your life. Let that faith stand so that God can prove himself to you and the others that you are in. Amen. Praise God that you were called. The Bible said some came on boards when the ship was wrecked. Some came on broken pieces, but they all made it in. God bless you.